She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
For years, I lived in a town called Santa Cruz. It's in California. There's health food stores on every corner. There's still hippies and artists. It's a pretty cool place. And back when I was in college, I think that's the first time I heard the word chakra. Now, I had no idea what they're talking about. And to be quite honest, I'm still learning. So thank goodness we've got Alita St. James back on the show, internationally acclaimed author of Life Shift, Let Go and Live Your Dream. And she's also been described as the Indiana Jones of the soul. Hello, Alita.
Hello.
It's great to have you back. Okay, so people would be, you know, I'd be just walking down the street and I'd hear some guy being like, dude, my chakra is off balance. I'd be like, what is he talking about? So let's, but now I'm, you know, I really want to know. So what are chakras in the first place?
Well, they're called wheels of light. They come in from the Hindu tradition and they're actually outside the body and they open and close like the eye of a camera. And what they do is they relate to the different organ systems of our body. And there's seven of them, main of them, from the tailbone all the way up to the top of the head. And what you want to do is you want them to be vibrating at their highest level so that you're bringing in spiritual energy into your physical body at all times. Most of our chakras, as we're going through life, look like, if you can get pictures of them, they look like, you know, they've been chewed up and, you know, they have rough edges and their light is really dim and it looks like, you know, the little firefly that's losing its little light. So what you want to do is release all the emotional trauma of each of those chakra systems and then bring in the light of the specific chakra system. So, for instance, ruby red is the tailbone that deals with feeling safe in the world and whatever happens in your lifetime when you were born that made you not feel safe is what you have to release from there. Then the second chakra is orange, and that deals with sex and money and security issues from childhood, too. And so if you're having problems in that area, you know something's not functioning correctly in that second chakra. And then you want to work on that and release whatever blocks there are, and let that orange energy and the spiritual energy of light and love really help lift it. And then when we go into the third chakra, you've got yellow, and that's the power center. And that deals with your power out in the world. It's also considered the second brain, which is other people's information on how you should be. So we've absorbed so much of negative stuff, perhaps about ourselves, in that third chakra that we need to release and bring in that, you know, I am the source of my power. I am, you know, the creator of my destiny. I am, rather than feeling that we're at the effect of other people. Then when we move into the heart center, which is emerald green. I'm seeing all the colors as I'm reading it. It's emerald green, my little psychic vision here, which is that's where love is, self-love and loving other people. And there's so many hurts from feeling rejected that get gummed up in that chakra. So you want to release those hurts to the core and then forgive yourself and for other people for having hurt you or yourself for feeling like you failed yourself or if you've been in a relationship too long or you're, you know, not sticking up for yourself. You want to release that and feel that emerald green energy of the highest sense of love for yourself to light up that chakra. Then when we move into the throat chakra, we've got turquoise. And the throat chakra, which is the fifth chakra, deals with the second chakra as well. They're very connected because it's about self-expression, not only sexually and physically, but verbally. And then also is the chakra of abundance. So if you're having money problems or things feel tight or you're having self-expression problems, that's the chakra you need to work on with the turquoise light. Release those blocks that are, you know, making you feel like you don't deserve to release, to have the money. You're not good enough. It's if you express yourself, you're not going to be heard anyway, so who cares? And you want to move past that and feeling that you do deserve to receive the finances that, you know, allow you to feel free. And you can express yourself with the right people and be received and heard. Then we move into the sixth chakra, which is indigo. It's a third eye. You can see that on a dollar bill. there's like a triangle and a third eye in the middle of it, an eye in it, and that's your intuitive psychic center. And from that, that's the new consciousness. So we want to bring in the old brain, which is in the back of the head, which is a reptilian brain that's fight or flight. We want to bring in the light, the indigo light, so that we're coming from a higher consciousness, not from the caveman days, but, you know, where the dragon or whoever, so the dinosaur was outside the cave, and everybody was huddling inside of survival. We want to move into spiritual energy, which sustains us and allows us to manifest. And then, of course, the top chakra, which connects us to God and all there is your seventh chakra. And that's the one that's your universal consciousness, and that's your higher spiritual self, and some people call it the highest spiritual self, that connects in uniquely with all your chakra systems to light them up so that you're feeling that you have this divine source giving you that sense of you're a spiritual being having a physical experience. Because when you get your chakras in alignment and in congruity with each other, each one works off each other. So, for instance, if you have, like, your heart center, you want to keep it open. If your bottom, your first, second, and third chakras are not strong, your heart center will open and close. It needs the foundation of the bottom chakras. And those bottom chakras are usually where a lot of the emotional release work happens and the mental, you know, reconfiguration and positive thinking needs to work in so that you can align with your higher spiritual self.
You know, one of the questions I had, Alita, we only have about 2 minutes left, not even, you know, how do people release them? Like, I know there's different therapies that I've seen, you know, glasses, color therapy glasses that are supposed to kind of go with the chakras. And then there's obviously energy healing. You know, what are some ways in, you know, under
well,
a minute
if,
and a half
when you
that people
wanna,
can release
when you
them?
Want to release negative energy from a chakra, you want it to spin counterclockwise. So from your point of perception of where your body is, on it, to spin counterclockwise. And that would be releasing fear, I'm not good enough, etc., in whichever chakra that is aligned. And you can ask yourself, where am I feeling that I'm stuck? And then breathe into that chakra and say, what is that chakra feeling? And then release it by counterclockwise. Then what you want to do is once it's released, you want to spin it clockwise and lock in the positive energy of I am loved, I am loving, you know, I am, you know, extraordinary, incredible, whatever you need to bring in to reinforce the positive energy that you want to place in that chakra. So using the light, spinning it counterclockwise to release the negative energy and then clockwise to light it, you know, lock it in, is how you can work on your own at home. And then, of course, you know, the book talks a lot about the chakra system and the lights. I work with a chakra bed from John of God, the healer in Brazil, which directly puts the light into each chakra, you know, in different patterns. So one goes on, one goes off, like that, and it creates a pulse in your whole chakra system. So
no,
in
that's
my
super
work,
interesting. Yeah,
yeah, it's really amazing. And more of the chakras are coming out now, even though they've been around, God only knows, for centuries. But people are working with them. And also, right now, for the next 6 months, it's important that we focus on the solar plexus, the third, fourth, and fifth chakras, because that change.
Alita, we're going to have to cut off, unfortunately. We're coming to the end of our show, and I don't want to, I apologize for cutting you off mid-sentence, but we actually have to wrap up. But we're going to have you back on again to continue that conversation. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well. And to follow Alita on Twitter, you can go to Alita St. James, and on Facebook, Alita St. James. Thanks, everyone.